recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'll get to it tomorrow. I'm like, who promised you that? I'll get to it a month from now. I'm like, who promised you that? Right? Because life changes so quick. We live our lives and we feel as if we're promised something. You think about how many people woke up this morning thinking like, man, everything is going to be great. And life changed, right? One day you wake up on top of the world. Next day you wake up, world is on top of you.
There's a time for everything, and for everything you reap, there will you sow. There's a time to kill. There's a time to live. There's a time to plant. There's a time to gather.
All you ever have, all that you can ever experience, is intrinsically linked with the present moment. It's inseparable from the present moment. Your entire life unfolds in and as the present moment. That's all there ever is.
I am completely driven by gratitude. Every true day that I don't get a text or phone call that somebody I love died or has terminal illness, I'm fucking pumped. And so please, please understand you have one life. Do something with it.
Listen to me, you're running out of time. You don't know how much time you have. You keep telling yourself you got time and watch what happens. Now, I'm gonna say it again. You are running out of time.
Morgan Housel's got this gorgeous story. He talks about how when him and his wife first got together before they were married, I think they were 23, 24, living in New York. They had no kids, no dependents. And he looks back and he said to his wife, "Wow, that really was living, wasn't it? That really was the golden years. You know, it's just so amazing. You know, we used to lie in on a Sunday and we could go for lunch and do all the rest of it." His wife said, "You were miserable. You hated it. You hated all of those things." And Morgan's realization was, in hindsight, you're able to see that the fears that captured you at the time were not worth having. But at the time, you have no certainty that those aren't salient. So what you see in retrospect is how you should have felt had you known what was going to occur. Mm.
The golden years seem to never happen in the present. It only seems to exist in hindsight.
Yeah.
Man, my grandmother died at 93, and a month later, my other grandmother died at 90. I didn't realize how quick life was. I'm like, yo, my grandmother was 93. I spent 51 years with both of them. They're gone. It's over. I will never be able to talk to my grandmother again. And I'm next. So because life is short, I don't have time to focus on what's not. I've got to focus on what is, then get up and go do it.
At the end of the day, and you realize that what is life but to capture and bottle the good moments when you can get them, to really stop and to really enjoy those moments, because regret is a powerful thing. Truly, the gifts that have been given to me by starting at a young age, doing what I love, to be able to travel the world, make music that I love, to meet people from all over the world in all walks of life. But the thing that it took for me was a little bit of the slowness of the growth. It was hyperspeed, and it was always thinking about what hasn't happened yet or dwelling on what is already dead. There was very little time to think about what's here and very little time to bottle the goodness of what's right here.
These right now are the golden years. I think that it's quite likely when you look back that these times right now will be the ones that you cherish. So you should approach them with joy and care and presence, the requisite joy and care and presence. And I think most importantly, ignoring the cynics and the buzzkills. There's this idea from Packy McCormick, and he says, "The greatest trick the devil ever played was making you believe that the pessimists are the good guys." Basically, just don't lie. Don't wait. Like, life is happening right now. It is there for you to enjoy. It is there for you to take. delayed gratification in the extreme just results in no gratification. The sacrifice reward dynamic that you are used to is great in the micro and awful in the macro. It's not about waiting for personal growth to be over. It's not about waiting for something. Life is not happening in future. It is happening right now. And this is something that I need to permanently remind myself of on a minute by minute basis.
If you go to a nursing home, is you will find multiple people that will talk to you about regrets in a way that will pierce your soul in a way that you've never felt before, because they're actually in that place where time has run out. And it will make you go back home and start cooking for the first time, starting a video, running. Like, you'll start doing shit that you've been pondering for the last decade after 1 hour of giving back.
See, the greatest lie that you have believed far too long is that you have time, that there is a tomorrow, that you can drag your feet and you can crawl. That kid, you can't crawl towards some dreams. You can't walk towards some dreams. Some dreams you gotta run towards. You gotta run, baby. Run like there's no tomorrow. Run like you know you deserve it. Run like you know that there is nobody else that can attain it.
You've got this great line where you say so many people are obsessed with how to live longer instead of how to live better.
Yeah.
How do you come to think about that?
I'm for it. The longevity. I'm for it. But in the pursuit of it, are we measuring quality of life along the way? Some people aren't. And I personally don't want to have the highest number, but then go, that wasn't any fun, or I didn't enjoy that, or that sucked. I'm just trying to remind everyone that, just like in business, when I say success without the profit, we have plenty of people that succeed. If you got the most money, the most toys, you succeed. And we talked about those people earlier that have, at the end of the day, have problems with relationships or they can't sleep, whatever. They didn't profit. They're not profiting with their success. Profit measures quality with the quantity. So I'm saying real success is when you have profit. Well, really great longevity would be for those quality years. Quality time left in this life.
They say time is what we want most, but what we use worst. And I'm just here to tell somebody, get that urgency back. Somebody step back into the place of action. Somebody step back into the place of faith and determination. Somebody get back into that space, that mindset, that mentality that says tomorrow is not promised. That just because somebody else lived to see 70 doesn't mean I'm gonna live to see 70. And so every single day of my life, I'm gonna give it everything I have. I'm gonna love like there's no tomorrow. I'm going to forgive like there's no tomorrow. I'm gonna let go. I'm going to perform. I'm going to forgive. I'm going to love. I'm gonna try again like there is no tomorrow. Like this is my only opportunity.
At some point, you have to get off the hamster wheel of production. Because your life, the quality of your life, the quality of your relationships, the quality of your experience of being a human being is worth more than a dollar amount. Yes? Yes. So how do we do that? By first of all, beginning to understand and realize that from the moment we were born, we have been conditioned to function in a way that is limited in this world. You waste so much of your life trying to focus on the mechanics of being you that you're not being you. You're so distracted by all the noise that everyone else is doing that you're not focusing on the one thing that has the capacity to transform your experience, which is finally having the courage to be you. So I'm here to say to you that you can have everything in the world, but if you don't have a knowledge and an understanding of who you are, then you have nothing at all. Then you have nothing at all. So how do we begin to cultivate this sense of being enough? Because we can't get there through society's conditioned metric of how we're supposed to be and who we're supposed to be. At some point, we have to revert to who we naturally are. Because it's in coming back to who we naturally are and aligning with life in the way in which it's unfolding that we can begin to find a sense of sustainability.
And sometimes we can get wrapped up in that human condition that says, man, I don't have what it takes. I don't know how to navigate the terrain. I'm so broken. I'm so tired. I'm so blinded. I'm so buried under the misery of my past and the mistakes that I made. And we're waiting for these perfect conditions, and we keep thinking that perfect is coming tomorrow. And so, number one, stop waiting until the conditions are perfect. If you're going to step into the power of the present, if you're going to seize the opportunity, then one of the things you're going to have to stop doing is overthinking. You're not going to feel the process all the time. You're not going to see it. Some days you're not going to want to write about it. You're not going to want to talk about it. You're not going to want to think about it. You're going to have migraines thinking about the sacrifices that are required to get to this next level, but just don't stop. I'm living like it's my last. I'm putting it all on the table. I'm giving this thing everything I have. Like I know there is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
What would you do if you knew that today was your last day on this earth? How would you spend it? Because you're not promised tomorrow.
You see, you never know what's gonna hit you in life. Some of us just die, and the only thing remembers is the dirt that covers us. Christmas Day, my father was murdered. I buried my mother, and now my father is murdered, but life asked me a question. He asked me, how will you respond? And I replied, I'm gonna give life everything I got. Because I realize life is only for a moment. It's only for a season.
We really don't know how much time we have. But we must cherish every moment that is given to us. The last breath that you take can be right now. We have to get back to the reality and knowing that tomorrow is not promised.
We can't stop now because our dream is the only thing that we have. This life is the only one that we have. So what are we gonna do to make it our best? Yeah, life didn't knock you down. Life didn't beat you up, but what are you gonna do when it's game time?
This life that you have is only temporary. It will not last forever. But while you have life in your body at this moment, and that you are above ground and not under it, there is still a little bit more work to be done.
You see, I realize that this life will eat you up if you don't continue to fight for what you believe in. But the great ones, they make it their duty to get up and fight and teach other individuals the power of life, the power of truth, the power of becoming legendary.
Leave a legacy. Don't put yourself in a position where you leave in this world and you left nothing behind.
We were born to be legendary. We were born to be great. I'm gonna give life everything I got.
We're talking about your last day. And if this is your last day, you better make it a great day.
When I got that phone call on Christmas Day, 11 days before my son was born, that my father has been murdered and left for dead, I was lost. And that's when I truly learned that we don't have forever. You see, I once cried every single night from losing all the people that I loved. It's been days that I wanted to take my life, days that I didn't want to be here. So many individuals, they quit on their dreams. They put it in a box and they buried it away. They let it all go just because of one obstacle, one pain threshold, and you couldn't keep on. But we got to remember why we started. Remember why we grind. Remember why we go to work every single day. We were born to stand on mountains with giants and show the world our gifts when it's time to get back up.
See, the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, there are many people that are afraid of dying. But if you learn to live the best life that you can, then there will be no fear of leaving this world. But you must accept the fact that we all have to take that journey. And you are not immortal. But if you knew today was your last day, how would you accept it? Could you accept it? Or will you be afraid?
But what if I told you that the biggest mistake that you have made is giving up on yourself? Today I'm talking about a choice. A choice to love better, be a better father, be a better mother, be a better grandfather, grandmother, be better. It's a choice that we all get to have every single day we wake up out the bed. Let's rise, because we all have a choice. We have a choice to live, or we have a choice to walk around as zombies. And it's a decision that you have to make.
The last day of your life can be right now. How much effort will you put forth to put your arms around someone just to say that you love them? How much effort will you put forth to apologize to someone that you may have hurt years ago? We have a reason that we are alive today. Not too many people get a second chance or a third chance. Not too many people get to live long lives. I'm speaking life to you right now, people. Life is short. Will you waste time worrying about the things that you have no control over? Or will you focus on the time that you do have left? When you leave here the right way. Because when that time comes, know in your heart that you did your very best. Know in your heart that you lived the best life that you knew how. Tomorrow doesn't owe you anything. Tomorrow doesn't owe me anything. But today, right now, is all we have. Let's live our lives. Let's keep looking up. Let's keep being productive. And know, if today is your last day, live it, breathe it, and from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.